Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
What's going on, guys? My name is Chris, and I own a few companies. Two include, we're watch dealers, I have some real estate, nonprofit and veteran services, and I'm the founder of Warrior Consulting, where I coach and teach entrepreneurs internationally up to the nine-figure mark, and I have been for many years. Now, the cool part about it is everything that I teach them, I'm going to teach you here for free. So, with that being said, let's get into the show. Episode 300. It's kind of bittersweet. I remember it was 2017. I wrote on my whiteboard for my goal list for 2018 to start a podcast and talked to my buddy Steve at the time, and I asked him to be co-host, and he was all about it. And we had no clue what we were doing. We thought if we bought a camera, we can record a podcast on it without having microphones or a diverter or anything. And it took us a couple months to figure out what to do. I actually still have the original recording for my first show. The topic, we knew what we were going to talk about, but we didn't understand how to do it. And I think just like anything else in life, with practice makes perfect. And as long as you care, with practice makes perfect if you care, if you truly care about the outcome. So this is episode 300. I've been solo for a good period of it. And I want everyone to know that's listening, that has been with me from the start, that I thank you and I appreciate you. Anyone that joined me since 2018, appreciate you too. I hope that you guys find value from these shows, and I hope that you're sharing it with people that can also find value. And, you know, for today on episode 300, we're going to talk about time management for entrepreneurs, something that I've gotten good at and teach, and I'm going to teach you today. Episode 300, baby. Cheers to 300 more. All right. So time management for entrepreneurs. We're going to go through a few things today that are really, really, really applicable for understanding how to manage your time as an entrepreneur. Fortunately, having almost 16 years of experience on this topic, I have figured out some really, really, really important and low-hanging fruit things that you could do to learn how to manage your time really well. So let's get into it. All right, so the first of three pieces of advice that I have for you guys that are entrepreneurs when it comes to time management is, the first one is going to sound ridiculous, but it's something that I learned too late in my journey, which is turning your cell phone off, right? That's an extreme, I know. But when you're focused on a project, right? Because we're talking about time management. We're going to talk about the micro first. When you're focused on a project, if your phone is off for that period of time, you're not going to be distracted. The distraction actually plays a lot into the quality of your work. And when your phone is actually off, when you're trying to do something, for instance, me on this show, it cuts your distracting avenue down drastically. Some other little pieces when it comes to the phone is, I have my phone on Do Not Disturb 24/7. I don't take calls from anyone unless they're lined up to take a call. And I also don't have any notifications on the phone. So I always don't have notifications and it's on Do Not Disturb. But if I really want to get focused, phone's off. Huge piece of advice for time management right here. Number two, multitasking. So as I mentioned, turning off the phone or shutting off the notifications and Do Not Disturbing, putting it in Do Not Disturb, you're cutting down your distractions. When it comes to multitasking, the less distractions you have, the better the quality of your work is going to be. I know a lot of people kind of like qualify themselves as being good by being able to multitask. And I was that person once too in my first decade entrepreneurship. Now I'm so stringent when it comes to no multitasking. My entire team knows not to interrupt me when I'm focused on a task. Between that and my phone being off or in do not disturb, the quality of my work becomes much higher and I'm less focused on the quantity of work. Less quantity, more quality. And if you take that approach of no multitasking, your business will grow organically just from producing higher quality work from less distractions. I feel that this is a huge piece of low-hanging fruit for time management. Okay, now the third piece, which is the macro perspective, I prescribe to this four-part day theme. Hear me out. Early morning, late morning, afternoon, and evening. That's your four part to the day. The hours could be different. The part to the day could be different. But basically, you breaking your day up into four pieces. Using me as an example, my early mornings are around me, my morning routine and my exercise. Okay. My late mornings, that's for my team, whoever I'm working with, meetings, counseling, coaching, so on and so forth. By the time the afternoon comes around, now I'm dealing with customers and clients. By the evening, typically I'm wrapping up whatever I need to wrap up and or beginning to set up for the next day. So remember, four part of the day or four quadrants of the day, early morning, late morning, afternoon, and evening. Again, you can change it to what's best for you, but if you break up your focus group for different parts of the day, you could be more successful when it comes to time management. Early mornings, late mornings, afternoons, evenings, and they have a different focus in each quadrant. Now, tying everything together, if you have your four quadrants and you learn to disconnect from the cell phone and you stop multitasking, your time management will become extraordinarily just from those three pieces of advice. It took me too long to learn this, and I offer it to you. It's sheer negligence on my end that I didn't know this sooner than I did. But fortunately, from making so many mistakes, I'm able to actually provide value through experience on this show. All right, so that was episode 300. The irony is I taught this through all of my mistakes when it comes to time management. I hope that I was able to provide value to you guys. And if I did, I would ask you to help me celebrate my 300th episode by sending this to someone that you think would find some value in it. You know I appreciate you. Thanks for sticking around, and I'll catch you guys next time.
Yes, can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a poem sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm.